Kamala Harris cites James Woods blacklisting to get Trump banned from Twitter. By David Ng on October 2, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, cited the Twitter blacklisting of actor James Woods in her letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey on Tuesday, in which she demanded that President Donald Trump be kicked off the social media platform. The Democratic presidential hopeful fired off a letter to Dorsey in which she inaccurately accused Trump of violating Twitter's terms of service. In the letter, Harris invoked Woods, a rare Hollywood conservative and Trump supporter who was blacklisted from Twitter in April. The actor claimed the platform removed a tweet he refused to take down and swore to no longer use the social media platform. Harris alleged that Woods used Twitter to harass and spread hateful messages, without citing evidence of harassment. Twitter's terms of service make no mention of hateful content. The presidential candidate also invoked Martin Shkreli, the convicted hedge fund manager who was permanently kicked off Twitter in 2017. Harris' demand came after Trump tweeted that he believes impeachment efforts are actually a coup intended to nullify the power of the American people. "Hey it, Jack. Time to do something about this," Harris tweeted in response to the president. Many prominent media figures criticized Harris' letter as an attempt to crush the freedom of speech protected under the First Amendment. One such figure was Nate Silver, the founder of the left-leaning news site 538. "Hey, at Jack. As a journalist, I think Trump's tweets are extremely newsworthy, and I'm happy that you've given the President of the United States a platform to communicate in a direct and unfiltered way with the public," Silver tweeted. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.